You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai koe ki te reo irirangi poho. Welcome along, you're on The Breakfast Show. Ko Rahira Aho, my name is Rachel, and on the line we've got old mate Guy Montgomery. Kia ora, Guy.
Kia ora, Rachel.
How's it going?
Well, I am in lockdown.
Funnily enough, so are we.
How about it? So, I actually find it to be an incredibly probing question, but I'm good, broadly speaking.
You can take it as surface level or as soul-searching as you want it to be at this point, I think. Well,
this is another challenge, is I'm not having enough external conversations to know how to interpret basic conversation starters.
I think that's good. That's good to hear. Basically, we're awake, and
yes,
that and is I'm a good start.
I'm loving the show.
Thank you, Guy. Thank you very
Fantastic
much.
Fantastic company.
In a parallel universe, about 3 months ago, you would have been sitting where I'm sitting, and I would have been skiing. You would have been hosting the show in my holiday.
That's right. I was really excited about that. Back in August 17, I believe.
That's the one.
I remember it vividly because I was celebrating Robert De Niro's 78th birthday.
Oh, dear. What a time it has been. Guy, you have brought some joy into everyone's homes at the moment, though, because you've just uploaded a comedy special that you did a wee while ago. I think, was it May or something of this
yeah.
year?
Yeah. Yeah. So what I was doing amongst celebrating Robert De Niro's 78th birthday was I was preparing to announce a national tour. I was going to do comedy in 20 different places around New Zealand. And, you know, I worked with these producers so hard to make it happen. And then just as I was getting ready to push publish on my big Instagram post, I got a push notification from RNZ.
Oh,
and
dear.
They said, someone got sick. And I thought, this is the last thing we need. And then here we are, however many days later, and the tour's been postponed and now scrapped twice. And I thought, this is so frustrating. Why don't I just put the damn show on the internet and see if people would like to enjoy it that way?
Well, I'm glad you have done that because I thoroughly enjoyed listening to it. I was just telling you off air, cooked my dinner and had a good laugh making it the other night. It was a really lovely way to spend an hour, and I did feel like as close as you can feel at the moment to being in a crowd full of people having a nice time.
Oh, that is, it's so sweet. Honestly, it was, I feel so proud of myself. Bandcamp has one of the easiest interfaces, I'm sure, backing interfaces in the world, but I was so proud of myself for extracting the audio file from my phone. I just recorded it. I took my phone out on stage and put it on a stool.
Nice.
I record every show so you can listen back to it, right? So you know which bits are funny and which bits aren't funny.
It's a good and technique.
And I remember walking off stage, I thought, holy hell, I was just pretty damn funny. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the funniest I've been in my life. And I just had the file sitting there, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to see if I can get it to Bandcamp. And I did. And like the response has been so I'm so gratified by just like anyone buying it or anyone just listening. You can listen to it for free if you don't have a fiver, and just like reaching out. It's honestly, especially because I derive so much value from performing or like, you know, being around friends, to actually feel like you're sharing something with the world in the middle of the lockdown has been a hugely rewarding experience. So I'm so grateful that you listened to it, and even more grateful that you enjoyed it.
It was an absolute pleasure to listen to it. And I think you're totally right. There's a lot of that going on at the moment. Obviously, we'd all like to be able to do it live and in the natural environment for watching comedy or music or theatre at the moment. But we also don't want lots of people to get really, really sick. So it's good to have online ways of connecting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bandcamp's so empowering.
It is.
You know, there's no red tape to cut through. You can just create something and release it, and if people want to hear it, they will.
They will, yeah. And you've been doing some other online bits and pieces. I see you've been popping up with your spelling bee a few times on YouTube and various other platforms. How have you been occupying yourself over this long, long lockdown?
Again, it's a challenging question. I run a lot. and that's good for morale. That keeps me going. Nice. Well, I also co-parent, so I have a stepdaughter with my partner, and we're living two different lockdowns simultaneously. Because you've got to be able to cope. You know, if you've got a shared custody of a child, both everyone wants to parent them through the lockdown.
Yes.
And so half the time we're, you know, hands on. Really, we're doing homeschooling. And creating fun games and baking cookies.
Nice.
And then the other half of the time, which you would usually expect to be working with, you're sort of just in recovery from putting so much energy into being a parent for the last few days. And so what I've sort of roundly achieved is close to zero. But I will say, young Olive is coming along very nicely.
Nice. Go, Olive. That's awesome. We do like to hear that. Have you got any sort of goals? I mean, this is another probing question. Sorry, Guy, to keep
That's
coming
okay.
at you
no,
with
no.
the soul searching this morning. But when we do eventually get back to seeing live comedy, seeing live performance, are you going to be getting out there as soon as possible? Are you going to give yourself a bit of a run-up? What's the plan?
No, basically, as soon as it's legal, I'll do as much comedy as possible, and I'll also like attend as many live shows. I mean, I remember because New Zealand was locked off. I remember before this lockdown being like, well, as long as we're here, I'm gonna, you know, I really want to take advantage of all the freedoms and amenities we have, which are kind of we're still unique to New Zealand. And I remember like the last concert I saw was I went to Courtney Barnett at the Town Hall, and it was like. I mean, separate from realizing it was the last time I get to see live music for a while, it was just such a phenomenal experience.
Yeah.
And like, as someone who's also been put out by the fact that I can't perform, you know, getting to do it and then supporting other people who are doing it as well, I just hope that it happens in time for summer.
I reckon. And, you know, fastest way to do that is everybody getting vaccinated, which is...
Oh, hell yeah.
Brings
I'm
us-
vaccinated up to my fucking eyeballs. Sorry.
As are we in the studio here. So this brings us to our PSA of the day of, if you haven't got vaccinated yet, please go and do that so that we can all go and see Guy Montgomery do comedy.
I'm begging you. And if you're scared of it, talk to someone you respect who isn't.
Exactly.
And then, you know, don't just follow people yelling at each other online. It's the way that people are conducting this conversation is just absolute insanity. But there's a great PSA. Please do it.
We've had some nice texts about the spelling bee guy coming in from the bee listeners here. Someone says they've loved your comedy special as well, and they would like more spelling bee.
Oh,
please.
That's so kind. I've got aspirations for the spelling bee to turn into a TV show, but the powerful people that be are not yet as enthusiastic as I am. And so in the meantime, I'm actually trying to sell it as a corporate experience, an online corporate experience
nice.
For like finance companies.
I reckon you can absolutely make that work.
Yeah, that's right. I want to get like the CEO over a barrel and make them spell Pyrrhic or something like that.
Oh God, that would be so stressful. Give them a couple of beers as well and then you'll be in terrible territory. Guy, if people want to go and listen to Guy Montgomery by name, Guy Montgomery by nature, where do they go to do that?
I suppose if you went to Bandcamp and searched Guy Montgomery, it would be difficult to go wrong from there. I should have, my website, I bought the URL guymontgomery.co.nz and then just put all my tour dates on it. And I have not had the courage yet to go back on the website take them all down. So if you want to see where I would have been recently, head along to guymontgomery.co.nz. Or if you just want to hear the comedy show, go to Bandcamp and look up Guy Montgomery.
Excellent. You can live in the parallel time frame, which
That's
I think
right.
there's a lot of old show posters around BFM at the moment, which make me feel like we're somehow living in the Matrix. And there was another world in which we, got to see Hate Rock play and stuff like that. But
we'll get there.
We'll get there in the future. And as you say, Guy, there's been some special concerts we've got to see in that meantime. I think we will play some Courtney Barnett now. I also loved that show at the Town Hall. It was a very, very cool evening. This is her track, Write a List of Things to Look Forward To. Very much a lockdown mood. Thank you very much for sharing your comedy with us, Guy, and for chatting to us this morning.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for creating such a fantastic and comforting piece of company every morning. Monday through Friday. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.